Baruch Hashem, Be'ezus Hashem, we are beginning today the second volume of Mishneh Berurah Yomi with the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah. We begin in the second Chelek, Daf Beis Omer Aleph, with Simen Kuf Chav Ches. And the Mechaber begins discussing here Dinei Nisiyas Kepayim, the Halachas of Duchening. Ein Nisiyas Kepayim Bepochus Mi'asora, Va'kohanim Mi'aminyan. The Mechaber says that a person is not allowed to duchen unless there are 10 people. You need a minyan, and you can encounter the kohanim who are duchening in that minyan. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Aleph writes, "V'dino b'chol dovar k'moshe mavur le'el b'simen nun hei linyan kaddish." And these halachas over here, in terms of how you define a minyan and all of the other characteristics over here, are exactly the same as by kaddish, which we learned in Simen Nun Hei, in terms of these halachos. He says, look in the Mishneh Berurah over there in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, Masha Kastavnu B'Shem Aprima Godim, the Mistapik Linin Yoshim Mitzdarf. Can one or not include a person who is sleeping? And over here, if you look at the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Einisiyas Kapayim V'chule, he explains the reason why you need a minyan, Hatam Mishum Du Dover Shebekdusha. He says this is something that is a Dover Shebekdusha which requires 10 people, a holy thing that requires a minyan of Jews to say it. Haran kosav de lo mikri davar shebekdusha. However, the Ran says it's not a davar shebekdusha. Kim kaddish ukdusha baruch. Only kaddish, kedusha, and baruch are considered davar shebekdusha. Aye, then what do you need by nesias kapayim by duchening a minyan? Umad etzorech asar be nesias kapayim umishum the alfinon gzerushava. This is learned out from a gzerushava. Dechsev kos baruch was bnei Yisrael and ulhalon gzev v'nikdashti b'soch bnei Yisrael. So you shall duchen, that's sevarchus bnei Yisrael. And elsewhere it says v'nikdashti b'soch bnei Yisrael, and therefore that is referring to a minyan, so to duchening has to be to a minyan. However, the Chavetz Chaim says, "Vafilu l'didei rak asmachta have even the rabbanon." This is really only an asmachta. In the Prima Gadim, in the Chayyadim, discuss this in further detail. Ayin Sham. The issue footnote number one explains further about this. According to the opinion that it's a davar shebekdusha, then a sleeping person can be included. However, according to the opinion that it's based upon the gzeirah shava v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, so then the sleeping person can't be mitzdarv because you need the piersum of the 10 people there, and the sleeping person is not able to count towards that. However, the Taz and the Prichodesh disagree, and they hold gamu davar shebekdusha ain't a yoshi mitzdarv. Even according to the opinion says it's a davar shebekdusha, the sleeping person can't count. How do we paskin? So the Mishneh Berurah says, L'chadchila b'vadi tzorech lakid, so ideally you should definitely wake up the person. However, al koponim lo'oro shiyem misnamnim, at least to wake him up to the point where he is drowsy, albeit somewhat awake. The Bir Halacha actually started off in the first Bir Halacha in the entire volume. Kasa b'seva charedi, brings down from the Sefer Charedim. Mitzvah aseh levorach kohen Yisrael. There is an aseh, a positive commandment for kohanim to bless Klal Yisrael. As the Pasuk says, shenem mar kos levorach es bnei Yisrael. And the Jewish people should be standing facing the Kohanim in silence, and they should be accepting upon themselves the bracha that Hashem gave the Kohanim to bless us. And this is also part of the mitzvah. And this is the Lashon of the Sefer Charedim, and this is brought down by the Acharonim. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, this is true even if there is no Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately, like today, and this is a mitzvah min HaTorah even nowadays. Dishu footnote number 8 brings down that there's a machlokus in these words of the Charedim. The Haflaw brings down that even the non-Kohanim, the Jewish people, are over here makayim the mitzvahs aseh by listening to the bracha, and if they don't want to listen to the bracha, then they're over in Isser aseh. However, the Shelus Teshuvas Maria Asad brings down that the mitzvahs aseh is not on the Yisrael, it's only on the Kohanim. And the Israeli only function over here to be the source that the Kohanim can do the mitzvah on. And if the Yisraelim are listening and wish to be included in the mitzvah, fine. But if they don't wish to be included in the mitzvah, they're not over in Yisra Aseh. The Nafka Mina would be, according to Devar Avram, can you leave? So Yisrael who wants to leave before the bracha is certainly allowed to. But if he's in the shul, he should certainly listen and not be Mesiach Daito. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says this, therefore, even a person who can't hear, as long as he knows that they're giving him the bracha, would also be included in this mitzvah. Dishu footnote number 9 brings down from Argon Rav Yashiv Zatzal, that if one is in the silent Shemoneh Esrei, he should not stop to listen to the duchening, because there may not be a mitzvah for him to do so, and therefore he shouldn't stop the Shemoneh Esrei. We continue in the Mishneh Berurah, and he says, Yeshom de'enisiyas kapayim ala b'mokim she'ish sefer Torah. There are those who say that you're required to have a sefer Torah in order for there to be duchening. However, he brings down the name of the Olas Tomer, the Eliyazuta, the Prichodosh, and the Mogin Giborim, that Rov Achronim u'kemat kulam chokim azed. Many, if not most, of the Achronim disagree with this psak. Furthermore, Yeshomim de Misha Bovi Amar Kohen Ani, if a person comes and says he's a Kohen, Nemun Liso Kapov, we allow him to go up in Duchen, the Chain Haminag. And this is, in fact, Aloch Lamaisa, brought down by the Ramah later on in Ebenezer. Dusha footnote number 2 explains, based upon a drush from the Shelus Tshuva's Kikri Lev, that by Shas and Poskim it says that the Kohanim go up to the Duchen, and the Duchen is another name for the Bima that is in the Shul, and therefore it's Mashma that there's a Sefer Torah over there. However, others say no, this is just an expression that's used, but doesn't mean that necessarily that they're in the Shul with a Sefer Torah. The Eshel Avraham Bechach adds over here, since we use this expression to go up to the Duchen, the Kohanim should be standing on some sort of an elevation when they Duchen, and that's why we frequently have the Kohanim go all the way up to the front of the Shul. And the Prima Gadim says this is, for example, why they go up onto the Madregos of the Aron Kodesh. They walk up to the front of the Shul, where there's often an elevated area where the Aron Kodesh is, and they stand up there. Dusha footnote number 3 explains why we trust somebody to say he's a Kohen. He brings down the Beis Shmuel that there's no Hanah that the person's getting from doing this, so we're not Choshesh that he's doing an Isser. The Prima Gadim adds, Sha'af Shem Ola Kishenu Kohen over Baaseh, even if somebody were to be over an Aseh by doing this if he's not a Kohen, Mikol Makom, Kivin Sheino Machshu Bozeh Acherim, Ma'alon Olavu No. Since he's not really hurting anybody else, so if he wants to do a personal sin, it's not our problem. And therefore, we do believe him automatically. And he brings down as well another reason from the Kaf HaChaim, Shekol Dover Asur Lehisbara, something which will eventually be found out, we assume a person will not lie about. And he adds furthermore, therefore, if the person comes from a faraway place and we would never find out if he was or was not a Kohen, then we wouldn't necessarily believe him. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says that we count the Kohanim in this minion of 10 people that's required. Why is that? Lefisha Kohanim gam kim b'chal bracha, because they're also included in the bracha, because the pasuk says, b'dichsiv v'ani avarachem, k'lomar ala Kohanim, Hashem is saying to the Kohanim, I'm the one that's doing all the blessing over here. V'afilum rubim Kohanim, and even if most of the tzibur is Kohanim, you have, let's say, 8 Kohanim over there, and 2 Yisraelim, gam kim shaper dami, the 8 Kohanim can go up and duchen, and the other 2 people will be the audience. Kivin the yesh al koponim Yisrael echod, as long as there's at least 1 Yisrael, they can answer amen, achar bichas Kohanim. What happens if you have the Kohen family and they're davening in a shul and they're all Kohanim? So that halacha will be learned a little bit later on in this siman in Se'if Chav Hei. Dishu footnote number 5 explains, how do we know that if there's only 1 Yisrael listening that that's adequate, b'di'eved, if you have 9 Kohanim? He says, b'yichas Kohanim is said in Lashon Yochid, yivarechicha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So therefore it implies that even 1 Yisrael listening is royal lebracha. Now we go to the first Ramah in this volume. The Ein Lazar Lisa Chapov, a stranger, a non-Kohen, should not duchen, afilu'im kohanim acherim. Even if there are Kohanim there, he shouldn't go up and duchen with them. And this is brought down for the Gemara in Ksubos in Perik Beis. The Zar over b'asei, that a non-Kohen who goes up there and duchens is over in asei. And Tosos in Perik Kos Kisvei, lo yoda ri ma b'iser, what exactly does this Ister constitute? He's not sure. Yesh b'zor ha'oleh, why should a Zor be over an Isser here? He says, ve'ev shodim kohanim acherim shari, and he suggests that maybe if there are kohanim that are doing it, so it's not a brach levatola aspect, it's being made anyway, v'tzarachim, but he doesn't come to a clear-cut solution. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel writes, ve'en lezor, we don't allow a non-kohen to go up there, because the pasuk says, d'chsiv kosiv arachu, you kohanim atem v'lozorim, and not strangers. The law of woman call as I say, and a law that comes out of a positive commandment, we halachically count as a positive commandment. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Bach, Shekos of the Davka im Nisiyas Kapayim. This Isser over here that we're talking about only applies if the Kohen raises his hands. Even if he didn't make the bracha, there still is an Isser if the person raises his hands and he's not a Kohen and says the Yivarech Hashem, etc. If he says Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha v'lo nisiyas kapayim without the actual physical raising of his hands, ain't over b'yasei. In that situation, he's not over the sasei. He brings down the Isser Yesh B'chol Gavli. The Prima Gadim disagrees and says even in this situation there is an Isser, even if his hands aren't raised, can perceive Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Kosav b'sefer mogim giborim." The sefer mogim giborim writes, "The hard the omra Torah atem v'lo zorim." The fact that the Torah says you shall bless the people and not zorim, not non-kohanim, in a rakim miskavin lechavonas mitzvah. That's only if you're intending to do the mitzvah of duchening. Avoli lo mechavin klal lechavonas mitzvah. If you're not intending to do the mitzvah of duchening, rak shelo lavor al diri chaveru shechoshu shukoyim v'amelu alil duchon. He just wants to go up there because his friends all think that he's a Kohen. And he doesn't want to, for whatever the reason, to tell them, no, he's not. So he goes up there, not to do the mitzvah of duchenim, but just to go up there and say this bracha, pshita de'ein kan isser asei klal. There is no such isser asei. And the Mishnah says, I ain't shum, look for further discussion of this in the Sefer Mogin Giborim. Then the Mishnah says, myself, in Nira Lee, it appears to me, the kol's there, this whole halach applies dafka, lamay de kaimelon, that which we hold in earlier Le'el b'simen samach siv dalet, the mitzvah strichas kavana. This whole discussion applies only if you hold the mitzvah strichas kavana. Because the ilav hochi, if that's not the case, mitzvahs don't need kavana, eno mutter, then it would only be permissible, rak davke mechavim beferu shelo l'shei mitzvah, only in that situation if he had intention not to do it l'shei mitzvah. Or he didn't have any intention at all. And he says, look further in the Bir Halacha for this discussion. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Zor over Biaseh, the Chofetz Chaim writes, V'lechora, l'fi zeh, yesh l'tmoa al mina ga'olim shenoagin l'vorech echad l'chavero. He says, it's a puzzle to me why when people say to their friends, Yivrech Hashem v'yishrecha, or that type of a nusach of Birchas Kohanim, if he's a Kohen or a Zor, how is he allowed to do this outside the setting of Nisiyas Kapayim? He goes through a further discussion and he concludes, Ulai Yesh Lomar, that the reason for the Minuk to do this is Mishum Desfirulu Lubach, the Davka Befrisa Shadaim over Hazor B'Yasei. As we mentioned above, this is maybe based upon the Bach saying that you have to raise your hands Bedavka in order to be over this Asei. But if you just give somebody the Brach, Yivarech Hashem, whether you're a Kohen or not, it would be acceptable. Alternatively, Inami, the Kiva, the Tikkun Rabbanu Shalom Liso Kapo below Tvilo, since we don't allow Duchening except during the Shemoneh Esrei, during the Davening, so Shuv Misha Omer Psukim Elu. If somebody says these Psukim, Yivarech Hashem Yishmecha, without being part of the Davening, whether he's a Kohen, whether he's Yisrael, it's as if he intentionally said, I do not wish to be Mekayim the Mitzvah over here, and therefore it would be acceptable. The issue foot number 11 brings down, according to this explanation that we just gave, the Torah Tamibah brings down that many people are makbid lo laniach shtei yadayim al rosh ha-mizbarach because you are concerned if you're a non-Kohen that you may be over this asay, so they don't place both of their hands above somebody when they give a bracha, a father to a child, for example. And it's brought down the name of the Vilna Gaon, Shalom Otzinu bracha b'shtei yadav rak l'kohanim. The only people that can bless somebody with both hands are Kohanim. However, the Sidur Yaivitz brings down that it's perfectly acceptable to bless somebody with two hands, and he says, in fact, this was the opinion of my father, and it's based upon Moshe Rabbeinu blessing Yoshua with all of his koach, with both of his hands. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Dalet writes that a non-Kohen can't go up even with Kohanim. Rotsa lomar, afilu u'meima da'aseh in over hazor kishim avarechim ha-Kohanim. Even if you want to say that this non-Kohen is not over an aseh when he goes up there to duchim with the Kohanim, da'mi yiratem v'lo zorim hurak kishim avarechim ba'ado, because you want to tell me that when the Pasuk says you have to do it Kohanim and not zorim, it only means that the zorim can't do it by themselves. Nevertheless, even in this situation, afilu hachi al-kopadim osu mishum ha-broch shim avarech b'tchila asher kitshonim mitzav v'sivanu al-kitshos al-aaron. So even then, there would be a problem because they're not allowed to make the bracha, because this would be a bracha of atola. The rakla kohanim tzivs atola v'arches yisrael, because only the kohanim are allowed to make this bracha, so if the non-kohen goes up there and makes the bracha, he's over that problem of bracha of atola, even if there may not be an isra over here of duchening when he's duchening with other kohanim, even though he's a yisrael. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hey writes, Bezor ha'ole. The opinion of Tosus was, what Isser is there for a Zor to go up there? Im lo mishum brach levatolet. He's saying, assuming that there is no brach levatolet. For example, shalak kohanim tziv sator levrach is Yisrael, because the kohanim have to make the bracha. However, the Yisrael is not allowed to make the bracha. So if you get around the brach levatolet problem, there would seem to be no Isser over here, because the Atem goes only on Atem, that Kohanim have to be involved, and not Zorim alone. But if Zorim are doing it with Kohanim, there wouldn't technically be an Isser except for the Brachal of Atollah. And that's what the Mechaber said. Maybe it's possible, V'eshro, Dim, V'chule, if there were other Kohanim there, then Yisrael wouldn't be over in Isser. The Mishnah Berurah says, Rotsalomar, Mezek Kamari. This is what the Reed was talking about. The Ain't all of Erbi Asay, Rak Mishum Isser, Brachal of Atollah. The only problem is the Brachal of Atollah. How do we paskin? The Mishnah Berurah says, "Uladina hiskimu achronim de'en l'chalik b'zeh u'chol gabdei over b'aseh." We do not allow a non-Kohen to go up there in duchen. We say that he's over in aseh, even if there is no problem with bracha of atola, because he doesn't make the bracha, there still is a problem with the duchening. That's the bottom line. Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, "Kol Kohen she'en bo echad mi'advarim ha'ma'akvim." If a Kohen doesn't have one of the things that prevents him from duchening, which we'll learn later on in tomorrow's shir, im eino ola leduchen, if he doesn't have something preventing him from going up, and he doesn't go up, so afal pi shebita mitzvah saseh achas, even though he's over a single mitzvah saseh officially, harei zeh ke over b'sholosh saseh. It's as if he's over three assays, which we'll explain momentarily in the Mishnah Berurah. This is true im hoya beves haknesses kishori kohanim. This is true if he was in shul at the time that they called up the kohanim, or o im amru lo lalos o litol yodov, or they asked them to please go up there and duchen, or they asked them to please go wash their hands in preparation for the duchening. That's the entire Sif Beis. Now we'll look at the Mishnah Berurahs. We won't finish them all today. We'll see how far we get. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Zayin writes, She'ein bo echad v'chulei, he doesn't have something preventing him from going up. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, L'kamen b'simen zeh, later on in this simen, we'll learn, Mevur harbi dvorim ma'akvin l'koin lalos l'duchen. There are many things that prevent the coin from being allowed to duchen. And yesh mehem she'ein medaraisa, there's some things that are Torah principles that he can't go up in duchen, according to Kama Poskim. V'yesh mehem she'ein l'kuliyam d'rabbanan, there are others that are purely d'rabbanan, and we'll see this in Yirtz Hashem in Sifkat Yud Beis in tomorrow's shir. Sivkat and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ke over b'sholosh, even though you're technically over one Isser over here, it's as if you're over three Isurim, three Asays. Why is that? Because it says, Kosev Aruchu, Emor Lohem, V'samu Eshemi. These are three separate psukim, albeit all dealing with the same single command to go up in Duchen. U'mikom makum, Iker Asay, Eino El Achasu. The bottom line is, there really is one Isser Asay over here, if you don't do this, and that's Kosev Aruchu, Esbenei Yisrael. That's the one that's commanding the Kohanim to go up there and duchen. Furthermore, Kosua Poskim, the Mishnah says the Poskim say, the Nesias Kapayim ain dochel Isur Tumah. The obligation to go and duchen doesn't push aside the prohibition that you're not allowed to be in a place that's Tomei. What is the explanation? Vatam, Kiesh bo ase velo sase. There are two over here. The Lefesh lo yitamo, a person's not allowed to become Tomei, that's the lo sase, and Kedoshim Yu, that's the ase. And an ase and a lo sase can't be pushed aside by the ase to go and duchen. Therefore, v'lochein, afilu emes pisom achar shekvar omar shelach tzibur kohanim, even if somebody nebuch passes away in the shul, and the chazan had already called out for the kohanim to go up, the chol aleim, and it's a sasei nincias kapayim, so it's incumbent upon them to fulfill this mitzvah sasei. They're in the shul at the time. Nevertheless, afilu hochi tzrichin lotzeis tekef hachukza. They have to immediately go outside, because there is tumma over here, and they're not allowed to stay in the shul. V'yemakoyin eni yodem izeh, he doesn't know that somebody nebuch passed away, Tzorach lahagidlo, you have to go and tell him, so he can leave immediately. However, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Miyu, im atumma b'bayis ha-somach l'beis ha-knesses, if the tumma, the person passed away in the house adjacent to the shul, the efshol listom ha-psochim ha-chalon o-shol beis ha-knesses, o-shol beis ha-bayis ha-meisham, and you can close off the doorways or the windows connecting these two adjacent rooms or houses. Afilu no delo, then even if the kohen does know that there's a dead person in the adjacent building, in Tzorach Lotzeis, he doesn't have to go out of the shul, Achi Yigmor and Nesias Kapayim until Duchening is done. Because the Nesias Kapayim Devar Torah, there is an assay over here to do Nesias Kapayim. The Tumma Kazu, and when there's a Tumma in the building next door, which can be closed off by closing the window or closing the door, then we only say Eino Elami de Rabbanan. This is only a Tumma de Rabbanan based upon the principle of Sof Tumma Lotzeis. The Tumma will eventually go out in that direction. So this is only a Tumma de Rabbanan. It's too complicated to go into right now. You can see some details in Dirshu footnote number 14. But since this is only the Rabbanan and there's an Asay de Araisa over here at Duchen, so therefore we don't say don't do this Asay de Araisa because of this Issa de Rabbanan. However, the Mishnah Berurah does say, Omnam, im no da la koin kodim shenot hayod v'lalos l'duchen, if you know that the person nebuch passed away before the koin has gone to wash his hands to go up to duchen, then in that situation, tov yoseh sheyetze tekev chutzah, then it's preferable that the koin leave immediately at that point in time, not to become tummy, even though it may be only tumma d'rabbanan. Dirshu footnote number 13 points out, in a situation where you do have to leave, so then even if it's in the middle of the duchening, the chayodim says you would have to leave as well, you can't stay there, you have to leave immediately. Mr. Bruce of Kontes says, even if they called up the Kohanim already, you still have to leave. The Belav Hochi in Ola, because if they didn't call you up, you're not allowed to go up in Duchen. Duchsiv, Emor Lahem, that means, Umetargaminon, Kad Yemun Lahon. Only when you're told to go up are you allowed to go up in Duchen. And how do we do this? By saying, Kohanim, Bu Kriyas Kohanim, Shana Omrim. That's what we say, Kohanim, to tell them to go up. And we'll learn more about this in Sivkot and Yud tomorrow. The Mishnah Berurah continues, because of the Magen Avraham, the Daf Gashok Aragel will be Avoda. This is only if you've moved your feet when you're going up for the start of Ritzei. Avol Lo Ark Araglav, if you haven't moved your feet, Eino Rashi Lalos, then you're also not allowed to go up to Duchen in this situation when there's the dead person in the adjacent room. Avol Lo Ark Araglav, Eino Rashi Lasos, you can't go up, as we'll learn in Siv Ches. Even though the Chazan called that Kohanim, Oshar Melo Beferish Lalos, so somebody told him to go up, Eino over Basay, he's not over an Asay in this situation. He's not sure. Maybe over here he is already obligated to go up, and then the Asay Daraisa knocks aside this Tumma D'Rabbanan. Therefore, he should be very careful not to be in the shul at this point, because this is then a question or a problem what he should do. And certainly a person should never be in the shul at this time when there is a question, can he go up or not? Because if he doesn't go up, even though he may not be obligated to, people are going to assume he's a pogum. There's some blemish in him. Because who's going to know that he didn't move his feet and therefore he's not yet obligated to go up? And if he doesn't go up, they'll think there's some blemish there and they won't realize that he didn't move his feet. We have one more Mishnah Berurah to do. We'll do that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. This concludes our very first daf in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah.